Hey, good morning. Back here in the mighty 690 KGGF studios. On this Monday, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, as well as joined in the studio by CCC's Yvonne Hull. Yvonne, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning. Yes. I told him I blew in here like the Tasmanian devil. Rolling in.
Well, we're just happy to have you along here with us as, again, hopefully you had a great Christmas and a great New Year's behind us. Did you go anywhere or did you just kind of stay here locally?
We stayed local and hung out with family. You know, I do have the world's cutest, most adorable grandson ever, so I got to spend time with him.
Great. That's lovely. That is great stuff, being able to spend some time with family. Now you have to, we just flip the switch right back on, and school, Wednesday, I think is what you said, gets right back into it with the CCC students.
Yes, Wednesday classes start back up Wednesday. Those of us that are on 12-month contracts, we're back in the office on Thursday of last week. So
back in action, trying to get things organized, back ready for for the new semester. So that is exciting. So you mentioned you were there on Thursday, but the campus is still closed, correct?
Well, today we have in-service. Okay. So it's just an opportunity for faculty and staff to come together, get caught up on what happened in the last semester, maybe look forward to this semester, and the administrative team can give some updates on what's coming up in the future, and then give folks an opportunity to just network and ask questions and make sure that we're all on the same page for when those classes do start again on Wednesday.
Certainly. So those are coming up on Wednesday. So, you know, whether it's mid-semester or whether it's students returning, I'm sure they're going to be returning either today or tomorrow, I would imagine.
Today.
Today it is.
They can start moving in today at 9 o'clock. So, yes, while our campus, all of our campuses will be closed today until 3 o'clock, the students can still move in. We've got student life managers that will be there working to let their students check back into the dorm starting at 9 a.m. So, and that's 9 a.m. today and then 9 a.m. tomorrow. And I'm not sure that they have a cutoff time. So I think once we start that, once you open that can,
it just keeps coming out until it ends at that point. And once you get everybody in, then it's on to a great semester with that. So you had mentioned, you know, maybe for some students or for parents that have their students coming with it and they've got some questions. Well, you had mentioned there is individuals, you know, are they going to be on site? Or are they going to be somewhere on campus that
they'll be at the dorms?
OK.
They'll be at the dorms helping students and families check in. So
very easy enough. Yeah. And then classes start on Wednesday. That is that's very exciting.
Oh, my gracious. I can't believe we're already in the second semester of this school year. So, yeah, and it looks like it's going to be another great one. So
I know.
Pretty excited.
You know, it's I can't believe it's just flying by. You know, obviously, I've been watching Amberly go through it in her first year, and now she's on her last semester of community college. And it's flying by. So 2019 is here. Students return, classes back up on Wednesday. So tell me a little bit about this marketing initiative that you guys have got going.
Oh, you bet. We're pretty excited about that. It's amazing to me the amount of folks just in our local community that still are not sure of everything that we have to offer at Coffeyville Community College. So over the break, we were thinking about what could we do to help eliminate that, and let's educate some more folks on what we have to offer. And so we are going to start doing a monthly highlight of our different activities and programs that we have on campus. Zach Mitchell is our Director of Digital Communications, and he did a great video on the Fire Science program, for instance. Not everyone's aware that we offer Fire Science, and we're the only one in the area. You know, the next closest would be, I believe it's Hutch that has a Fire Science program. So we have that available here, and we also have a partnership with our local USD to help students get involved and learn more about the Fire Science program. So Zach did a great job highlighting that program, interviewing the instructors and the students, and we're going to carry that forward with the rest of our programs. And so you should soon see a program coming out from the Ag. You know, we have folks, our Ag program has changed over the last couple of years. But yes, we do have an Ag program. It's very active and very vital. Katie Allen is our director of the Ag program, and she's doing a great job of designing that and putting that together. And so we just want to let folks know that that's one of the many programs that we have out there.
You got to, you know, appreciate those this type of idea really with it, because not only is it good for the parents, good for the students to kind of dive deeper into it and further their options when they get to it, because a lot of community colleges are kind of that area of thinking, kind of that area of what is my next step, and a good time to get those credits out of the way without, you know, sinking too much into a dedication that you didn't know.
Absolutely.
Was 100%. So it obviously it opens up a whole lot of other avenues, but not only that, but it shines light on them, so you know, kids from around the country will be looking at these programs and will be seeking after them, not just the people here locally. So I think it's a good opportunity for the college, and then also obviously the kids, and they need to know about what this college provides for them, and this is an easy opportunity to do it. So when are these when are you guys thinking that these initiative meetings, you know, you said once a month,
once do you a have month any? So the first one will come out in February, or the next one will come out in February, because like I said, we did Fire Science before the Christmas break, rolled that one out, and so the next one will be coming out in February, and then we'll just keep rolling them on down the list. So I mean, some people may not know that we actually have a powerlifting program, so if someone's interested in powerlifting, you know, that is an opportunity that they can use to get through junior college. Yep. And so we want to highlight that, you know, they have specific things that they're required to do with that program, and they go and compete, and Mark Allen is in charge of that program, so we just want to make sure that we are marketing and promoting the many opportunities that we have on our campus.
Yeah, you know, it's an extra step that most community colleges, of course, in Fort Collins, Colorado, where I'm from, there's a large university in that area, so community colleges are just a stepping stone, but you know, really around that whole area, that's kind of the mindset of it. It's a stepping stone. This is completely beyond and away with that is the way that you guys go beyond, you know, trying to get these classes available for the students, making it readily available, and then having these types of initiatives that, you know, dive deeper into the program as well, because maybe they're just thinking about it.
Right.
And this is something that they can go and get further details and then make it, you know, an educated decision instead of just kind of going into it blindly. So
right. Well, and you know, you mentioned the university feel. That is one of the objectives of our Vice President for Academic Services, Erin Potter. She wants to make sure that our students get that experience of the college experience. And one of the things about our campuses is, you know, we do feel like that we're more of a university setting type setting. You know, students can come in as freshmen and sophomores and be able to experience things that they would at the junior or senior level at a four-year, because we don't have juniors or seniors. So through our activities and programs that we offer, they can come in and start getting that hands-on experience. And so it kind of, you know, gives them a little taste of what it might be like at the next level.
Yeah, and just dip your toes in real quick. See what it's like. So again, I think it's a great initiative, and it may bring people in from around the country and then keep them here in Coffeyville, and that is nothing but good for Coffeyville, right?
Absolutely,
there.
Right? Win-win.
Exactly. Win-win it is. So very cool. That's coming up in February. Coming up potentially 5 games away. We have some celebrating to do for Coach Herkelman.
That's right. Basketball was out on the road this weekend. Dan won both of their games, and so that puts him down to number 5. So we're 5 games away from being the winningest coach. Our next home game is not until January the 12th.
Yeah, so Saturday.
So January 12th, I believe, is our next home game.
Yeah, they will travel far western side of the state Wednesday. But, yeah, you're right. Next home game is coming up Saturday. So
Yeah, you got the sports schedule here. And so Colby, that would be make it 4 away. Dodge would make it 3. Cali on the 14th and 2. 16th at Cloud. So that means that the 19th, if they win out, would be at home against Allen, would be that 7th.
Yes.
Or I guess 5 now, that 5th.
That would be the record-breaking one.
Come on, boys. We got 5 more.
It's record-breaking. 5 to record break.
Yes.
4 to tie.
4 to tie. Would the tie be at ICC?
The tie is at Cloud.
Oh, it's at Cloud. Okay.
Yes. And the record would be at home on the 19th.
Against Allen.
Yes. Now, if he were to lose one of those, then the record-breaking would be at ICC on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Potentially with that. So.
And if, you know, if for some reason the record is actually broke, a campus not CCC, then at the next home game we would make it.
Which is nice because it's rotating. It's away home, away home, away home.
Yes.
So.
It just
wouldn't
seems
be too
like
long of a wait.
No. No, not too long of a wait. It just seems like it's been forever since we've, you know, seen our boys and girls in action at home. But I know that's because of the break, and I'm sure that they appreciated the holiday break. But we love to watch our Raven basketball, so the men's and women's. So
no kidding. And the way it sounded, too, is the guys looked or sounded refreshed, and then the girls looked great. I mean, they looked like a completely different team on Saturday. So, you know, the little bit of practicing, obviously, they went out and enjoyed
some time.
New
year, new them.
New year, new them. I'll tell you what, they did. They look great. So not only the guys, again, guys team 5 games away, well, actually, more importantly, the Coach Herkelman of the guys team 5 games away from becoming the winningest head coach in Region 6. That's quite the feat. I can't wait for the celebration to be there. You know, I've always considered myself lucky just to be able to call the Red Raven game. So I can't wait to usher that in. It's exciting and something we should all look forward to. Again, the next home game is the 12th. Matt, what was the day that you said we play Allen? It was on
the 19th.
The 19th.
So
potentially
if they win out, then the 19th is the record-breaking game.
Yes. Yeah,
very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. All right, that's again Yvonne Holt with CCC joining us here on this Monday morning. Yvonne, did you have any final notes for our listeners out there before we start the new semester even?
Well, you know, it's really not too late to enroll if you still want to get in on the spring semester. We can still make that happen. Just remember our campus is closed until 3 o'clock today, but we'd be more than happy to assist you after that or tomorrow or Wednesday even. You know, if you're a procrastinator like me, and come flying in at the last minute, then we'll try to get you taken care of. Classes are full, so which is a good thing for us. So, you know, if you're still thinking about it, come on in and see us and let us see what we can do to help you.
Great stuff. Again, CCC's Yvonne Hole here on this Monday. Yvonne, thanks so much. We'll talk with you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.